I have some colored heads sometimes. Most likely not. It don't be a white head, it just straight up.
Yeah. You cut the top off the turnip to make a mess of.
That's right. Cut the top off, kind of eat the root.
Make a mess of greens?
That's right.
Do you, what sort of greens do you raise?
My collards and mustard seed collards. Biggest I raise is collards.
Did you ever get any greens out of the wild, Mr. Grover?
Wild greens, you mean?
Yeah. Like pokes out?
Yeah. Well, when I was a chap, old folks used to cook that stuff, plenty. But they don't do it no more, poke salad.
Yeah.
I'll eat a little dish of poke salad. And they have a, have another little dress to put in, they call it pepper grass. Could be hot, almost. It ain't hot as pepper, but well, it's pretty hot if you take it in and eat that stuff and chew it up yourself, you know. Well, it's hot.
Now, snap beans, you just break them up, but butter beans, you have to
shell them.
Any different types of snap beans?
Different types?
Yeah.
Well, this year I planted Kentucky Wonders.
Yeah.
Sometime I plant out of them.
Kentucky Wonders are good.
Oh, that's right. That's what I got now. I'm going to plant them for Black Valentine. And then the beans called the harvest. Well, I plant all of them. I don't know what you call it, those striped beans. Those are the beans made beans, too.
Yeah. When, now corn, when you pick corn, you have to get off that.
That silk off of it. That's like when you're going to cook a greens, you have to silk it. I hate that time corn now, they put up a rest of my day, she didn't do it this year. Yeah, I'm hitting the shift that time. And the reason is because we used to do it just a fork or something, you pick it out. And you get a brush and brush it out. Brush it just for us, just like shift the cones. Most any kind of brush will help get it. But it's a little kind of wild brush that I get any wild, but it takes a while and something. And you brush that out of here.
Do you raise that little corn that doesn't grow up very high?
Sweet corn. And some of it is hybrid corn, they don't grow too high. I raise it. But that's just mostly for canning, you know.
Yeah. Not for roasting ears.
Yeah, roasting ears, you can it too.
Mm. Well, the top of the stalk was the top of the corn stalk.
And toss them.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the sort of, did you raise that big thing you'd make a jack-o'-lantern out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin. Cushaw.
Cushaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow vegetable, crookneck.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Squash.
White and yellow. White squash and yellow. Nice to them to the market.
Grover, what kind of melons do you raise?
Kind of what?
Melons.
Oh, Jubilee, Congo, Charleston Brothers. I used to have a young man called Tom Watson. I remember he saw a rattlesnake. We have a
Georgia rattlesnake.
We have another one. Only name that I ever know that had hit was called the Boss Talbot melon. It's a big round, kind of striped like, looks somebody to be yellow. That's all I ever know because I hit the Boss Talbot melon. Someone tell me. An old man lived right up the road out here in the real swamp once and he found a little watermelon and he took the seed of it and planted it. Yeah, that's been here for years. And anybody tell you that's the only name that you ever know is here for the Boss Talbot. I don't know what that watermelon comes from.
Boss Talbot. That's what